Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the and I think we're you got us by 2 minutes, but we had some a technical issue that Blitz and I were talking about. So 2 minutes on the after show is pretty good. Yeah. I'm going to try to monitor on Facebook today. That's where I'm going to try to hang out because our YouTube channel's working right now. Well, I mean, I guess I can watch us on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can, and they've already done that update to everything.
Unilaterally?
Yeah. I had Rhett check, and he said it's already...
Like, saving Rhett a ton of time?
Well, yeah.
Tell Rhett, tell Rhett, you should probably be thanking me on that one.
Yeah,
you
should
be in here blowing you, Bubba.
Right. Too bad we didn't find that button a few hours ago.
I know.
But again, the downside's a lot worse, so whatever.
Right, yeah. Number one. When talking at its finest.
Yeah.
Blitz, I'm sorry, Lummy, let's use punt.
Punt.
Like football punt.
Okay.
Because the word we did use is probably okay to say, but it's just so abrasive that it could get you instantaneously flagged for a no monetization willy. Like you can say like shit and stuff like that. Like, you know, oh shit.
You should be in here punting you then.
No. So I just arbitrarily say,
God damn, you're dumb.
Yeah, she's dumb. He's dumb as fuck. Even when I try to, like,
hold on. I didn't even hear the conversation you guys had, and I knew what you meant.
Right. Yeah. I just out of nowhere blurted, Anna is a punt.
Yes. Oh, that one.
I had no idea what was said. I didn't hear you guys at all. But as soon as you said that, Bubba, I knew what you meant. I didn't know the context, but I knew what you meant.
I thought
he
was
so smart.
I got it now.
God, Lummy, you are stupid as the day is long.
I thought you were talking about me saying blowing. I thought that was a bad word.
No, blowing's fine. Blowing's fine. Jesus.
I don't know. There's
Lummy, walk up to your wife and say, hey, can I get a blower? Or walk up to her and call her a punt.
I gotcha.
And get back to me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, which one was worse?
Over. Gotcha. Sorry.
So that word's so abrasive that we're gonna, you know, use it as if like it was a fourth down situation for football. And what do, Lummy?
You punt.
So I just was having fun with Anna and trying to be shocking. And before the microphones turned on, I said, "Anna is a punt."
Right.
And right then, after I offered Lummy a cookie.
So then Lummy says, "Anna's a punt." Like,
and then I said, "Thank you for saying that." In question form.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided to change it and says, Anna is a punt.
Yes, because I was going with Bubba. Bubba said, Anna is a punt.
No,
you're a punt.
And Lummy goes, Anna is a punt?
But
she's
I said
so
it.
Nice.
I said it kind of as an open-ended statement.
So,
like,
hold on.
Anna is a punt.
So there was all that talk. Lummy was involved in it, said it many times, and then had no idea what you were talking about when you just said to say
and,
punt.
Hold on. And still doesn't.
I got it now. I was on something
else. I'm sorry. I was on something else.
I was on a different planet looking at something.
What, no, Anna, I mean, Lummy, honest to God, what were you looking at? Don't lie like
well,
you do a lot.
I mean, it was just having computer stuff.
Yeah.
It's computers.
Segment sorry. 7 for Arizona. And so he's doing work stuff. He is doing work
stuff. Oh, by the way, I spoke to Lynn from Arizona, and he's unbelievably happy with the show.
Good.
And there are some stuff that's happening in Arizona that involves us with this station.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
And I'm excited. He announces it on April 1st. Oddly enough, people are going to probably think it's in April. Mm-hmm. I don't like radio stations making announcements on April 1st because, although April 1st is my
37th anniversary during
Can
radio.
Can you believe that?
No.
I've been doing radio for 37
I remember when you first started doing radio.
Years. You do not. You weren't even born.
You're right.
You didn't come out of your mom's hole.
I wasn't even a fetus.
You weren't even
I was just an idea.
You were. What are you before you're you?
Nothing.
Yeah, like,
and that's what we return to after death.
At the end of the day, are you just like some sperm? Are you?
Yeah, you're in your death.
No, no,
sack.
No, no, hold
well, you're,
on.
You're,
no.
You're 50-50.
No, no, yeah.
You, yeah, I'm
you're,
sure.
You're 50% part of your mom's ovaries.
Genetically.
And you're 50% part of your dad's sperms.
Mm-hmm.
But that sperm until, probably wasn't even made yet.
Yeah.
True.
Because sperms, you know.
They have to go through meiosis.
Well, and I think that sperms die, too. You yeah. like piss them out or something.
Yeah. Well, most
or
of them die.
They get absorbed into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I have a vasectomy,
mm-hmm.
and my sperm get absorbed
get
into my body.
Into
maybe
wild.
That's why I can't lose weight.
Because you got so much fucking cum inside of you.
Easy. Like,
hey, oh, hey. Whoa.
You Beth, why'd you make me say
you're
that?
You're such a nasty.
Yeah, we're going to use the word bum.
Yeah,
you
I
have
mean,
so much bum inside of you.
I mean, you could use you could be clinical and say
sorry,
you got a lot
you have
of
so
sperm.
Much semen, sperm.
You
yeah,
a lot of sperm.
It's the sperm that stays in. The rest of it does
yeah.
come out.
No, I know. In the vas deferens has been cut, and that's what the sperm from the epididymis. See, I know things.
You do. You did. It wasn't really that big a deal. Did you know I shot my own bag up?
Pardon? Yeah.
No, I did.
What?
I shot my own. Bag
during
up.
His vasectomy.
During oh. during my bag
meaning your scrotum. Dito. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the doc Mark.
Did Dr. Mark actually do it?
Yes. Oh okay. yeah. So Dr. Mark, I go in to get my vasectomy and Dr. Mark's like, "Okay, he takes this little purple magic marker."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and I said, "Are you going to shoot my bag up, Doc, with like, you know, numbing deal?"
Mm.
And he goes, "Well, the first thing he does is he marks my bag where the Vasquez
vas deferens.
Where Jimmy Vasquez is.
Mm.
The vas, which is the tubing that delivers your sperm, correct?
Mm-hmm. From the epididymis, which is where it's producing the testicles.
Right. But I don't think they cut your epididymis.
No, no, no.
They
cut your vas. You still produce sperm. It just, yeah, it doesn't go in the tube anymore.
So he can, and you know what? When you take your bag and you look at it, you can kind of see your vas where it runs.
Hmm.
You know, kind of like, you know, like your like the vein in your arm. You know how you can kind of see a
sure.
vein? Well, on this, if you're a urologist, you know where that vas is approximately. So he takes a purple marker and he puts a dot on my bag. And I go, "Well, is that where you're going to cut?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go, "So are you going to numb up around there?" And he goes, "Yeah."
Hopefully.
And I go, "Well, could you show me where you're going to numb up? Because I'd like to shoot my own bag."
Numb myself.
And he goes, "What?" Well, I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're such a gentle sneeze.
It was a gentle sneeze. My hands everywhere. So I go, it was a all it was a little 31-gauge insulin needle.
Child's play for you.
Yeah, please. And so I go, "Doc, let me shoot my own bag up." And he goes, I've been a doc for 20-plus years. I've never heard of some.
Never heard that
request. And he said, "Normally, if you weren't my friend, I would never let a person do this."
Of course.
I go, "But, Doc, you know, I'm pretty handy with a needle, please." And he goes, okay.
Then took, all the sewing you've done.
So yeah. So he took the purple magic marker and he had marked where the vas was, and he just put like four dots on where to numb my bag. And he goes, "Put about 2 units per," because they had 10 units pulled out. He had this whole syringe pulled out mm-hmm. to 10 units. It was a 1 milliliter or whatever the fuck kind of a syringe. And he goes, "Put about 2 units in each, at each dot." So I took my cock out and I stretched Armstronged it.
Yep.
And I went pium, 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 pium. Hmm. First one was a motherfucker. And then the second and the third and the fourth wasn't really that big a deal because it was so numbed, numbed up at that point. Then I lay down and they go to, they get a knife.
Yeah.
And your bag instantaneously feels like within 5 minutes, your bag's numb.
Do you have a set of the gumbies?
What's that mean?
Like where they're loosey-goosey versus all like tight and ascended?
It might. They were, well, it was,
I mean?
They were, yeah.
Like when it gets hot out, the boys, when I used to work at the summer camp and I used to work with these men. It was a kid's summer camp, but I worked with other adults, but they would always talk about when it was hot out that they had a bad case of degombies.
Oh.
So I was wondering if that's a thing.
I think you're into bag play, to be honest.
No, I'm not. It just, it was funny because they would talk about degombies and then I'd be like, what's degombies? They'd say like in a Jamaican accent, so I was wondering if you called it that too.
Well, your bag, your balls in your bag naturally stay tight,
right?
Until you're relaxed, and then they.
But
start,
isn't it also temperature dependent as well?
Yeah, it's very temperature dependent, but it's also stress and situational dependent
okay,
too.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like if you get nervous or some shit, you
get a tight bag.
Well, you kind of draw your bag in too a little bit. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah, your boys go hiding.
Yeah, like, you know, you can, like, you can adjust. You can, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Protect your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of use your body and your torso and your legs, and you close them together, and you kind of get, like, you try to, like, you know.
Interesting. I didn't know that, like, when you're nervous, your bag, like.
Retracts.
Yeah, retracts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, a lot of times, like, if before you have sex, if you're just starting to, maybe foreplay.
Yeah.
Your bag will be. Tight,
yeah.
But as you start getting a little bit more aroused the situation is getting a little warmer, then your bag will fall, and then you know you're ready to go.
Interesting. Yeah.
And the temperature thing is, you know, they try to regulate their own temperature. So the hotter it is, the farther away from your body they try to get.
I understand. Yeah.
The colder it is, they like to suck up.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
Because if my it's bag, too hot, they start killing.
I think my guys. I think my little guys were retreating for knowing that there was some fucking big time drama coming their way.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Run.
So, I lay down. Hold on here. Facebook parent Meta will slash another how many? 10,000
jobs. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, see their address.
Everybody, what?
Their address.
One hacker way.
Yeah, that's the address of Meta.
That's cute.
I tell you, everybody's slashing jobs. Anyway, let me get back to my bag deal.
Yeah, then back we'll to
go
the to bag.
Then we'll go to the jobs. Mm-hmm. I got two important things to do today. One, I got to give blood, and then two, I got to go to Beans. I got so, just when I thought I was going to have an easy week.
Is it a blood giving thing?
It's a blood,
Or you have it as like for a blood test?
No, it's for a blood. It's for my 3 month doctor.
Oh, okay, okay.
So she can see my levels.
Gotcha.
Nice. That kind of deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because this will be my sixth week on Ozempic.
Yeah, we'll see your blood glucose level.
Yeah, I'm usually I'm high in that.
Now, do you usually high. Do you? You don't usually fast before these blood tests?
No, no, she didn't.
Okay.
No, she didn't require me to do that. Yeah, so
fuck that shit.
I'm going to do that. And then over to Beans, and then I got to somehow, I'm going to probably unload. Will you help me maybe unload that golf cart tomorrow?
Yeah, no problem.
It's not that big a deal.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, no
was
problem.
It easy to unload it?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that much to load it when we loaded it here.
No, it was just, the foot rail to the back seat kind of hits the ground a little bit. So
yeah,
like
at the very bottom, yeah.
If I back it up or if... The crick backs it up. If you're there to kind of lift that railing up, because it literally scrapes like a quarter inch.
Yeah, barely.
So you can get it.
And then just make sure you put the safety straps on the ramps.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people bite it before.
I know.
On that deal. And that's a bad deal.
I know.
So, Anna, my bag gets numb.
How long does that take?
About 5 to 8 minutes.
To kick in fully. Okay.
So then he goes, he pinched my bag. He goes, can you feel that? And I go, uh-uh.
Oh my God, I would have so much fun doing that. I'd be like, can you feel this? And I'd like flick it, poke it.
Take your cigarette lighter out.
Yeah, elbow it. Well,
the bag itself isn't super sensitive.
No. The bag.
It has elephant skin.
Listen, the bag is pretty industrial strength.
Oh, yeah. I know.
The bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has the same texture as your elbow.
Mm-hmm. It's like elephant skin.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
It's elbow meat.
It really is.
Well, it has to protect the family jewels.
Yeah, but here's the deal, man. Like, you know, like they've made our bags real industrial, but your bag doesn't go through that much trauma.
Well, it's got to protect.
It probably does when you're wearing clothes. It scrapes and all that.
Well,
you know?
You're probably thinking, you know what? We didn't come native with clothes. So,
but we also came native with lots of hair.
But yeah, but when you're rolling around, you're rolling around with no pants on, your bag could get into some situations where
absolutely.
It might need a little tougher skin.
Getting snagged on a branch.
Yeah.
God. You know, that's probably why your elbow skin is bag-like, because your elbow is, you know, always fucking hitting something.
Yeah.
Well, the way it retracts and it bends.
And your knees.
It needs, you know.
I think your elbow skin, it might be a little tougher than your knee skin.
Well, put your arm out straight, Bubba. Now feel it. Right? That's more bag-like when you have it straight.
Yeah, that's very bag-like.
Yeah.
Think about it, Anna. Like, you could take a guy's bag and almost pinch it, and he could deal with it.
Yeah.
It's just if you get one of the boys in there.
Or, like, one of the veins or...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's...
Interesting.
Doesn't really hurt to get hit in a bag. It gets hit... What hurts is when the boys hit each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
When the boys hit each other.
Each other more than, like, if I were to just, like... pinch a ball versus push them together, same pressure.
Well,
which one is worse?
It depends.
Here's the deal. If you would take a ball with some bag meat in it and pull it down, it would be okay.
Yeah.
But if you just take the ball and start with the ball, we'll go through the roof.
Right.
Then if you take the ball and run it into the other ball,
that's even worse.
We'll go through the roof on that too.
Talking to each other?
Not really.
No.
No, those balls don't like each other.
Interesting.
Now, you can put them together a little bit, but there can't be any heavy trauma of them together.
Yes.
You know, like if you were to, like, you know, maybe take Blitz's balls and try to, like, you know, like loosen them up for him. Have you ever done that for him?
Not recently.
No, I'm not a big fan of that.
You're not big. I like my balls played with.
I know. The problem is, though, like, mine are very sensitive, and like if it's touched the wrong way, I'm done. Like I'm
like, hold on. So you could be full, you know, full yippee-o.
Yeah.
And just one little small...
just the wrong way, yeah.
Brush of the balls, and you're done.
Yeah, at least
for
a
little
while.
For real? Yeah. I mean, what about your balls?
Same. I hate my balls played with.
You don't?
No, not at all.
I wish I did, because, like, done the right way, it's okay, but, like...
Oh,
it's...
I like fingernails on my balls.
Oh,
yeah,
my
it's God. The it's that it's a thin line between great and no way. Yeah.
No, I shave my balls.
Me too.
Completely.
Me too.
Like, one, I take it up, like, there's not any hair on my balls. And the only hair on my balls are hair that have grown from, like, because I haven't shaved for, like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Usually on Sundays, before I go to bed, is my day that I shave my balls.
Your whole body, I thought.
Yeah, I usually try
to shave your arms.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Smooth as
silk. Come up here for once. Just come up here once.
Yes, sir.
Come up here once. And just
now, when did you shave your arms last?
I think maybe yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's better than my legs.
I got less hair.
Those are disgusting.
She's probably not lying.
Anna, how often do you shave your legs?
Not often enough. Sometimes it gets bad.
Like when you say it gets bad, like,
you
like,
haven't. Dude,
no, I don't want to see him. That might make it's like disrespectful. But
not
like,
right now. It's pretty good right now because I just had, I had brunch and it was bad. And I feel bad if Blitz, you know, we're intimate and he has to touch my leg and he's like, ew.
Yeah.
So I try to do it once a week, but sometimes, I mean, I've gone like when I was in Michigan, Bubba, when it was cold and I was single, 3 months.
And then like how hairy would they get?
At a certain point, they like, stop growing.
Come here. Like I don't have a lot of leg hair and I kind of sometimes shave. Like, they wouldn't get that hairy, would they? Like, I don't have a lot of leg hair. Maybe close?
Not quite that long.
But see, you can see, I shave my legs. I have a lot less hair. But then it's freaky, Blitz, when you shave your legs because you look like a bitch.
I bet.
No, you do. Like, but every once in a while, I'll completely shave my legs. Just to dethatch them.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good though, huh?
Yeah,
like
but
soft,
smooth
skin.
But it looks like a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to deal with the stubble. Like that sucks.
Here's the deal. Yeah. I'll usually shave my legs in the wintertime where I'm wearing sweatpants.
Why?
Well, because by the time they grow back, they're normal.
And
I
why
have
do you do it in
hair.
The first place to
right.
dethatch?
Well, hold on now. So you saw the hair on my legs, right?
Yeah.
It's not overly...
No, not at all.
Like, it's just normal.
I would not call you a hairy man.
Maybe even a little bit towards the light side of the hair.
Yes.
And the reason why I do that is because twice a year, I'll shave my legs completely.
But do you think if we just left it, they would still stay
No, I think light? They would get... No, I think they would get hairier.
Huh. No, at a certain point, it just stops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I've never shaved my legs, and I don't have a ton. Like, I got hair, but not, like, a ton
of hair.
It's
not like his hair's, like, as long as the one hair on my head.
Yeah, it keep growing.
like, I have zero underarm hair, zero chest hair. I shave my back.
But even if you didn't, do you shave your chest?
Yes.
If you didn't, you probably don't have that much hair anyway, though, right?
No, not very much.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so like, no, I don't have much.
I don't have very much hair. I can grow a pretty good beard. If I went full beard, I could grow a pretty good beard.
Like David Letterman beard?
Oh no, I would never do that.
That's like a rabbi.
If I grew a beard, I'd grow a beard like you. I'd try to keep it trimmed.
Thick but trimmed.
Yeah. I mean, like right now, I just got like a goatee. If I filled it all in like you, Lummy, I'd just try to keep it at a 7.5.
Yeah.
You know, something like that is what I would do.
Looking good.
Now, have you got any response with regards? Because I trimmed you a couple weeks ago. And, you know, did that when you came home? How close are you ready for a dye job?
Probably the next couple weeks I'm ready.
But don't you think, like, usually by now, I've already trimmed you once. I dyed you.
Twice.
I've trimmed you twice?
Yeah, back and then in here.
Now, can you imagine? Look how good it looks. You can still see a distinctive line on your shit and stuff. But, like if I hadn't... You've had two trimmings since your color, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine what you would look like right now had I... Because usually we just did a trim and a color all together, and then we wait for it to get just absolutely fucking barbaric looking, and then we would do it again.
Mm-hmm. I'd look homeless.
No, but you get that big puffy, real
unruly
shit going on, and you got your girl and you have got to like this scenario better.
Oh, 100%. And like I said, I do look homeless at the point, and people treat me differently than with a trimmed up beard. I mean, that is the truth. I probably wouldn't be allowed, like at soccer practice and stuff like that.
No, you look like a big grizzly guy.
I don't know, man. There's sometimes that I even look at myself and I go, "Geez, I'm homeless."
Well, it's like you see the makeovers of homeless people. Like basically, all they do is cut their hair and shave their beard, and you're like, "That's like a decent looking dude." And they go from like homeless nasty to like decent looking with just a.
Oh no, what Lummy would look like all dressed up in a suit and like you know, pair of glasses, hair done. When you do your hair. Obviously, you know how I do my hair. I got my hair. Can you guys tell I got my hair cut yesterday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got my big boy motherfucking hair cut on. Look at that.
Look at you.
And now, isn't St. Patty's Day
Friday?
Okay, I guess I wore my green shirt a little too early. Straight
That's
out
okay. I saw the green shirt this morning, and I had to look it up. I was like, oh, no, did I forget to wear green?
Oh, today's Pi Day.
Yeah, today is Pi Day.
Today, straight out of South Bend. What's Pi Day mean?
Today... Should I make him guess?
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to eat a pie or you pay recognition and give homage to a pie.
Do you know why it's today?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, tell him.
I didn't know if you wanted me to. Are you familiar with the pie and like, what is it, geometry?
You mean like 3.14?
There you go!
Oh, okay.
Look at you.
You didn't know. Now... More so, you're impressed that I knew the first three numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know after 3.14.
I think those are the important numbers. That's all that they use.
I mean, isn't it 3.148?
No.
Six?
No.
Three?
No.
Oh, fuck it.
Fuck it. Exactly. Well, it's 3.14 today, so there you go.
Yeah.
So
today is Pi Day.
Oh, fuck.
I almost said something earlier today,
It's not
too.
Nash. Is it really recognized
yes.
as a holiday?
Yeah, like a bunch
and
of...
for a bunch of math nerds.
Yeah. Yeah, but a bunch of pizza places are giving like discounts today, too, because pizza
$3.14 cent pie.
Yeah, at Little Caesars, I believe, it's $3.14.
Oh, good.
Give
so
me some crazy bread.
It's $3.14 now.
What is?
It's $7 now. It used to be like $5.
Yeah, it used to be a $5 carry out. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
On Little Greasers?
Little mm-hmm. squeezers.
Man, is part of the country getting a fucking huge snowstorm right now?
Yeah, Group Lips was in chat this morning before the show started. And he said
Green Bay?
He's in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
32 degrees in Atlanta.
Dude, really?
They had snow in LA, parts of LA. I think in Pasadena or San Bernardino.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It was cold out this morning. It was in the 60s.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Do we got any more cold fronts coming?
Hope
It'll
not.
Be nice. It'll be nice this week. I wouldn't call it a cold front, but
we're getting the
60s. Rainy, and I'm supposed to go to Reggae Rise Up.
It's 60s, right? And lows in the 50s.
High of like 70. Oh no, I guess tomorrow it's supposed to be like 68, 69.
Yeah. That's not, high. What's the low?
It's in the mid lower 50s.
Yeah, I might be able to open up my windows for that.
Mm. Yeah.
My generally, it has to be 59 by midnight in order for me to open up my windows. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep my mini split on and just let it eat.
I mean, it probably will be maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow night, and that'll be it for the year.
No, Sunday's low. They just changed to 51 because there's like another small cold front coming in over the weekend.
All right, midnight.
On Saturday.
Oh, hold on. Look, tonight might be a window open night.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe tonight.
59 at 11.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Wednesday's low 49. Thursday's low 49. Boy, this is perfect spring break weather for everybody coming down here. Might be even a little bit on the cold side.
Yeah, it is, but who cares?
Yeah,
fuck all those people.
It feels great to us. So
when I was leaving Gainesville Sunday at about 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, well, it was really, I felt as if it was two, but it was really three or four.
Right.
And it was a fucking complete log jam from Gainesville until about the Webster exit.
Okay.
Well past 44, well past Bushnell. And Eric and I were playing this game. On the average, 7 out of 10 plates were out of state.
It's weird. It sucks, but also, like, that's a lot of reason why we don't have state income tax.
Yeah.
Some of the people are going to be pretty disappointed when they get out to that beach.
Why?
Red tide.
Red.
How bad?
Bad.
Like Clearwater?
Well, yeah, St. Pete, Clearwater. Me and Anna went there a few weeks ago, and I was just telling her the other day, like, I could tell there was some red tide. Like, it didn't bother me at all, but, like, I coughed a couple times. I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, my dad said that.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's been
What's it
bad.
From?
Yeah,
algae blooms. There's one off the coast of what? The Gulf Coast, where it's twice the size of the United States in width.
Yeah,
I put it in prep.
Yeah, I forgot it.
That's actual like physical algae too.
Can you show it to me, Anna?
Can you send it to me again? Yeah, no problem.
Now you're saying that there's a blob of seaweed,
giant blob that
is double the size of the United States,
not the length, but the width.
So isn't the width of United States 3,000 miles? Approximately
like five.
Yeah, this blob is about 5,000 miles across.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
It's like it spans like the whole Atlantic Ocean.
How can it be in? Is it in the Atlantic or in the Gulf?
It's in the Atlantic, but when it gets here, it'll go up through the Gulf, kind of, and it's supposed to hit basically like the like from here south.
Listen, when I worked at Warsaw Park Department. We had a seaweed machine. Let me see who the fuck's calling me. I'm busy talking seaweed stories.
Talking seaweed.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, BTQ? How are you doing?
Pretty good. Well, I was just going to say that this is how crazy Iowa weather is. It's 15 today and it's going to be 54 tomorrow.
15 today, 54 tomorrow.
Yeah.
What else you got going on in Iowa besides nothing?
Just getting ready for the national wrestling tournament.
The rankings? And, the rankings?
Well, the national tournaments this
for wrestling.
Weekend.
It starts this weekend? The NCAA start this weekend?
Yes, I do.
Is it only one weekend or is it multiple?
It's only this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And it's like at the top what? The top 16 guys?
33.
Top 33. What's like each division? Like the winner is it the first and second guys from each division?
No, each conference has
the Big Ten. If you win the Big Ten, you go. But if you get like second or third in the Big Ten, do you go too?
Yeah, like certain weights have like those 9 guys out of the 125 class out of the Big Ten go to the tournament.
Well, why would they take 5 guys out of the Big Ten and maybe only fucking 2 guys out of the Pac-12?
That's how they do it for some reason.
Well, but I'm trying to ask you, why is that for some reason?
Because each conference has different allocations.
Oh, so you're saying it's predetermined as to how many are coming out of the Big Ten. It's just not like some selection committee goes, oh, these 5 motherfuckers from Big Ten look way better than these stupid fucks from the ACC.
Yeah, like.
All right, so they're like, okay, Pac-12, top 3, Big Ten, top 5, ACC, top 4,
depending
fucking.
Depending on the weight class, too.
Oh. Who's the number one rated, like, is there any wrestlers right now that are going for 4-timers?
Yeah, Spencer Lee out of Iowa, the 125 pounder.
And so is he a 3-timer right now?
Yeah.
And has he been beat this year yet?
Not yet. He's only been beat twice in his whole career.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a bad motherfucker, nonetheless.
Yeah, he is.
And a little guy too at 125. What did he win? Where did he win his other 3s? What weight?
125.
So he stayed 125. Most guys, go up.
Yeah.
So he came in as a freshman at 125. Well, he probably redshirted 1 year, and then he's had his last his freshman. He was 125. Sophomore, junior, NCAA champion at 125, and he's going to be a 4-timer at 125. How rare? How many 4-time NCAA champions have there been?
He'll either be the 5th or 6th. There could be 2 this year.
Who's the other possible 4-timer? Who?
At 141, Yanni Gromakalahalis.
Yanni Gromakalahalis
from Cornell.
Really, and he's going to be a and he's the other potential 4-timer.
Mm-hmm. So there could be.
So there's only been there's only been four, as of now. It could be five and six happen this weekend. Has Yanni been defeated? Has he ever been beaten?
Oh, one time. That's it.
Man, who beat him? Huh?
I don't remember because.
How about Dan Gable? How many times was he?
He was a three-time national champ, and he got beat his last.
Wasn't he a three-timer, and he was undefeated going into his senior year, King Kong, and like King fucking Kong, and then like this got kind of fucking a fluke job in the finals and got beat.
Yeah, he got beat in his very last match.
Who beat him?
Larry Mann, I think. Larry Mann, I think his name was.
Man, is that Dan Gable's? Like he probably still loses sleep over that shit, does he not?
Nobody wants to ask him about it.
What if I said, hey, Dan, what about that fucking Larry Gable guy that got you in the last one?
Made you a bitch.
Well, Bubba, I got a question for you. What about the Tim Hahn guy that you almost beat in wrestling?
Oh, if I would have beat Tim Hahn, it would have been the biggest upset ever, and I had him. Tim Hahn was from Plymouth. And we were at 185, and I was a sophomore, and he was a senior, and he was number one, and it was at the sectionals, and I forget what the fuck happened, but he was riding me too high, and I fucking switched him, and had him on his back, and got like a 2-point near fall, and you know, and I mean, if I it would have been the biggest. I was like literally 7-12 was my record going into the match. I was like 7-12, and he was like 21-0, and I was like, you know, I was the last seed, you know, and I got him in the fucking first round, and if I would have been the biggest upset in the history of Indiana wrestling. That some
Larry told me that he rolled you through and pinned you after that.
He did. He fucking got so mad. He found a whole nother gear and then he pinned my ass. He did.
Yeah.
And then afterwards we were in the locker room and he's like, "Man, Clem, you were a fucking fish, and I didn't even take you seriously, and you damn near got me." And I'm like, "I know."
Yeah.
When they call you a fish blitz in fucking wrestling, it's like calling you a jobber.
Yeah. Right, right.
That's where all the JV goes, to the carp pond.
Yeah, to the carp pond. I was in the carp pond. I was the king of the carp pond. Aww. I was 7-12, but I was wrestling varsity my sophomore year, so I didn't have a lot of experience, and I was wrestling all these seniors and juniors, and, and then after my sophomore year, I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to stick to football. This shit's way too hard.
Yeah.
You want to? Hey, if you got a, kid, no, they didn't have JV State back then. But if you have a kid and you really wanted a tough, like if you had a kid and he was going through a boy, or I'm like, that's a girl too. Girls wrestles now too.
Yeah,
and yes, you wanted to really fucking really toughen them up, like, and on it's a great base. There's a lot of
people that transition over from wrestling.
Absolutely.
Can I ask probably the dumbest question ever? How do you win? What is the objective? Both shoulders down outside of the ring?
No, both shoulders down inbounds for more than, is it two?
Inbounds. Okay.
No, collegiately, it's if they touch, you're done. But in high school, I think.
For 1 second.
In high school, what is it? 2 seconds?
2 seconds.
You can get both shoulders pinned to the ground for 2 seconds. Then the guy's pinned. Now
in the circle.
Within the big circle, yes.
Okay, got it.
The wrestling rings have two circles. One little circle where you stand and start.
Yeah.
And then the big circle, which is the in out of bounds versus inbounds.
Okay.
And now how do the points work for out of bounds?
Well, out of bounds, no points. I mean, you're not out of bounds unless both wrestlers
like a sumo deal where you can't just throw a guy out of bounds and get a point?
No.
In the Olympics, that's the way it is.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
but high school wrestling is you could be working on a guy and he's halfway out of bounds, and until a majority of the other guy's body is out of bounds, you're still in bounds.
And they just, like, reset you?
Yeah. Okay. So if you go out of bounds, they bring you back to the middle and they reset you. Now, if you are on the down position, they put you down.
Oh, okay.
And if you're in the up position, now, you go up.
What about, again, a probably dumb question, I don't know, though. Can you be two shoulders face down, or is it only on your back?
Only on your back.
Okay.
Yeah, only on your back. Now, if you're two shoulders face down, then a guy would try to get like a half Nelson in on you.
To flip you.
Or a snow plow, or a, you know.
I just know the Whizzer, because we use that in jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
Whizzer.
The Whizzer is the most defensive move that you can do.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I get confused who has the Whizzer when I'm in the Whizzer, and then I usually find out I don't have it.
You usually find out. You thought
I'm like, it's you that has it, not me. Damn.
I was trying to get I thought I had the Whizzer, but I got the Whizzer on me. I just got Whizzer.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was like, after my sophomore year, I got a letter. Nice. That was my first varsity letter. It was my sophomore year in wrestling. So I was like, fuck it. I'm out of here. This is too tough. This is so. But anyway, if you really had a son, but a daughter, but let's just say you got a son and you really wanted to toughen him up, make him be or push him to being a wrestler.
At what age? A year or 2 years
fuck,
old?
I don't know. 4 or 5.
That young?
You can start at 3 years old now.
Yeah, 3.
Holy shit.
I mean, Jimmy Clevis's kid, Knockalocalus. I think he's already fucking,
national champion.
Yeah. Oh my God. What is his name? I forget
what it is. Not, Stavos.
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 I was going to say Papadopoulos.
Have you ever seen a picture of him?
Yes, you showed me.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
And the daughter's so cute.
Oh, they're
beautiful. Valentina, right?
Yeah, yep. Valentina. Valentina Clevis and Stavos Clevis.
Will you teach Walker how to wrestle, Bubba?
No, but I could a little bit.
I can bring him over here.
But it's better to take him to, like, there's specific kid camps that you can take him to that have all the, that know what to do. I mean, you know what? I cannot teach him.
I cannot.
You can travel all around and go to different wrestling,
I think Eric Grahalis was literally like 800-0. Because he started out like when he was 3, and like he never lost ever. Eric was kind of a disappointment in college, was he not?
Yeah. I think he only All American like twice.
And the reason why is because he hated to cut weight. He would have been a motherfucker at 32 or 39, but he was at 47, I think. Or 40.
He was at 149.
He was at 49, and he needed to be at what, 37?
33.
What's the weight classes from 49 on down?
It's 49, 33, 25.
Yeah, he would have.
49, 41.
Yeah, 41.
33, 25.
He should have been a 41er. If he could, he would have, or even a 33er. Because that's true. He hated cutting weight. He hated
that's
it.
That's my biggest issue with that sport, and others like it.
Yeah, you got to cut weight. But you know what? Honest to God, it really teaches you to be disciplined and eat right. And you don't have to cut weight.
Sitting in a sauna for fucking 5 hours as a high school kid.
Don't let yourself get that fucking big.
Yeah, but a lot of times these guys are wrestling at much lower weights than they're walking around.
I mean, I think you could go to a doctor and determine, okay, what's this kid's natural, healthy weight? And let's say you had a kid and he was a little bit heavier. He was like 185.
Yeah.
But the doctor said, you know what? He could very easily be healthy 165.
But the problem is they'll be healthy at 165 and they'll have to compete at 150.
No. Then you say, okay, I'll allow my son to be 165.
But no one does that, though.
You're in high school now. They make you do a body dense test, and then they make you pee, and you can't cut too much weight anymore.
Yeah, that's in high school, but then once you get in college, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
No, they regulate it.
No, you can't.
They regulate it, Anna. They really do. It's not like the old West,
well,
man.
Well, good, because it used to be shitty.
It used to be like, honest to God, Annie, you'd have a guy that was rolling around 55, like naturally in shape, and he'd be wrestling, you're right, 39. Like, and he would be deathly, like,
bad for their health, especially for younger kids, man. Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think I that like you that. Should, I think that, I hope there, I think if there are some checks and balances now in high school wrestling that could maybe determine what your more healthy weight would be, and you can't fluctuate, you know, maybe 5 pounds from that. But I mean, there was guys that were, I remember a guy named Mark Whitehead.
Yeah.
Was in my class, and he, you know, was like a 200-pound guy. He played fullback at 200, but he would cut to, and at 200, he was in shape, okay? Like, in shape. And he cut to 77.
Oh.
In one state, but it was always a constant battle to keep. I mean, he wouldn't be 77 except for that Dave's meet.
Well, I have a question. At least when you were wrestling, Bubba, would you weigh in and then go compete? Or is it like you have a few hours or you have a day?
Well, I mean, like, here's the deal. Our wrestling matches were on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, if you wrestled that much. But usually you'd only wrestle, like, on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Okay.
So, like, on Monday, you'd wrestle, you'd go to school, you constantly monitoring your weight.
Right, but when are you weighing in, and then when are you competing?
Well, so Monday night at practice, you know, I'd have to be, coach would really be on you if you weren't within two. So I wrestled 185. So if I was like 88, 80, 89, which I probably would, coach would be like, Clem, you need to be in tomorrow. So I'd have to go to school early and weigh in. And now you drift. You drift a couple pounds.
Of course, everyone does.
All day.
Yeah.
If you just eat, you put on like 3-4.
Right. So you'd go after school and you'd eat a little bit of lunch, just a little bit of lunch, a little bit of water. And
throw
it up. You'd see where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't go crazy the night before at dinner, you'd probably be about 86, 86 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you'd get like a sauna suit on and start jumping rope. And, you know, you be 80. You get to the high school.
Yeah.
Let's say there's a little bit of a distance in maybe a half hour, 45-minute drive in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be wearing a sauna suit then. On the bus,
because mm-hmm.
you're a pound and a half over. And then as soon as you got into that school, now weight, you know, they're supposed to be calibrated and stuff, but scales are different.
Sure.
So you'd immediately go to their scales and see where you were.
Right.
And then if you were a pound, still a pound, you put on the sauna suit and start jogging.
Spit cup.
Spit in a spit cup.
And sometimes the coaches make you do it while you're going on the bus. They make you run up and down the aisle of the bus.
Oh yeah, or jumping jacks right there in the seat,
yeah.
You know, like or deep knee squats or anything to get you, you know, some heat going.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never missed weight. I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron for somebody like me to be saying, but when I wrestled 85, I never. And then later in the year they give you 2 pounds. So 85 now becomes 87 later in the year.
What do you mean?
Like halfway through the season, they put plus 2 pounds.
In your weight class?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah.
So now 185 is now 180. You can weigh 187.
Why do they do that?
They just figure that you're growing and you need those 2 pounds for new, just because you're young. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And like at the state tournament, they give you a pound every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It'd be closer to two. I couldn't. I mean, if I was wrestling now, I'd be, you know, 285 if I could get there.
What's the most you ever cut in like a week, Bubba?
One time, I remember this like it was nothing. There was this place by my mom's where we lived called the Timeout Inn. And on Fridays, my mom sometimes would take me and Tara and Jeff, and we would go, and it was like a restaurant bar.
Yeah.
And they had, and I love, you know, fried shrimp.
But
I had a tournament on Saturday morning, so it would be Friday night, and Mike Bott was our coach, and so Friday after practice, I was like 86, so I'm good. Like, if I just eat a little bit of dinner, I'm good. I mean, because I'm going to float, I'm gonna drift two, maybe three,
right?
So my mom goes, come on, Bob, I know you can't really eat much, but come and join the family at the timeout. I had my own car at that time. I was sophomore, got my driver's license. And so I go up there and, is this the Timeout Inn, Blitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Timeout Inn. Wait till you see this fucking facility.
Oh, it's probably nice.
No, it's...
nice.
And if you click on the actual Facebook, it has the inside of it and stuff.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Is it selling bar in the country?
Don't bust me up.
Yeah.
That's it, though, right?
Yeah, that's okay, the timeout in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring back memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
look
fuck
at that.
Yeah.
Saturday night. They have
Saturday night,
party.
Man. Hell
DJ?
Yeah. Honky tonk.
No,
so my mom would order me a fucking shrimp basket, which had French fries and shrimp.
Nice.
And I'm like, Mom, I can't. She's like, come on, sweet. You'll be okay. You'll make weight.
Eat it.
Motherfucker, I'm 86.
Yeah.
Right now, Mom. I mean, I can't. So I'd eat it. Go back home. Be 89. 4 over. And then I'd have to go make myself puke.
Yeah.
Or put on a
at least
sauna
you gotta
suit.
Taste it twice.
Yeah. I'd make myself puke.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could never do the enemas. But I could make myself puke. I'd make myself puke, or I would, and then I'd be like 87. You'd only lose about 2 pounds puking. Then I'd be 87, which I could drift to, but I'd get in front of the wood stove. This was at winter, because wrestling's at winter.
Yeah.
I'd get in front of the wood stove with my sauna suit on and skip rope for about 15 minutes.
Mm.
And then I'd be about 86. I'd do it till I was about 86. Then I knew I would be great. Because yeah. I'd literally come in at 84. 83.
Those are good healthy habits as a 15-year-old.
And then, Anna, we all had honey. They all, like, as soon as you make weight, you start eating honey.
Why?
Because it's the quickest, sugariest, most, it's like
straight
it's,
to the brain.
Well, it's I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody can research this, but
it's Brandon, straight glucose.
Brandon, do all wrestlers still eat straight honey after they weigh in?
Fructose.
Some of them do, but every wrestler has a different,
yeah, Blitz, back then we didn't have, you know, protein shakes and,
right,
you know,
yeah,
all this technology. So we had honey. So you'd have a big thing of honey. And then
go compete, like, right then?
Well, no, you as soon as you weighed in,
yeah,
you know, you've depleted yourself. Like, you know, you're like, you know.
How many hours of the weigh-in before?
Just to get some energy.
I'm just trying to find
hour,
out.
Hour before.
1 hour, okay.
An hour before.
So you don't want anything that's really substantial because you're going to get sick.
Right.
But you need a lot of energy, so you have straight honey.
So kind of honey makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It does.
Yeah, so, you know, you wouldn't throw it up. And you would, and they would, you wouldn't, and your coach wouldn't want you to drink too much water because you'll throw it up.
Right.
So you would usually just suck on like maybe two tablespoons of honey.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that's what everybody
straight
did.
Straight sugar, yeah.
Straight sugar and great and good energy too.
Yeah.
Jolly Ranchers is what a lot of wrestlers do now.
Yeah. You excited for, I mean, I know it's, you know, what, 9 months away, but BARP. I don't know how we're going to one up it.
Yes,
I mean, how do we one up the already,
yeah,
you know,
no kidding.
Like, what do we do? What do we do next?
Keep adding chicks.
They already told me they're going to throw a third one in there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're going to get one for each year. Fuck yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Brandon can't wait till 2034.
I've had a foursome. I knew it. I've had a foursome.
I knew
three
it.
Other guys.
But I got to be honest with you.
Whoa.
You know, me and three chicks. But I got to be honest, anything more than two chicks is just...
Even two sometimes is...
No, I can handle two.
Yeah.
I can really enjoy two. It's been a while. But three...
What was the third one doing? Hanging out?
Yeah, just whatever. It just was... I thought, you know, nothing really. You know, the third one's usually mad because she feels ugly.
She's in the corner diddling.
Or she'll, like, have to play with a girl, because, I mean, there's only one penis. And
right.
I only got one penis and one mouth.
Mm.
You know, so I can't really do a lot.
And two hands.
Yeah. So, but two, I mean, you know, if you know,
yeah.
If you got pretty good game, two's fun. It really is.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. And Brandon can actually attest to that. Not a lot. I mean, Lummy, have you ever had, you ever had two women?
No, Brandon's got me on that.
Blitz, have you?
Would
you prefer not to answer?
I have.
We've talked about it on the show.
I've talked about it before.
Okay, I was going to say, upon advisement from my counsel, I've...
I don't care. It's in the past.
Exercise my Fifth Amendment.
Like,
right?
I wasn't a fan of it, to be honest. That, you know, just,
I've done it. I did it once with my wife, and it wasn't...
Brother.
No, it was two girls. That's all I can really probably say based on my marriage separation agreement. I don't know if I even should have said that.
Rhett's had threesome with one chick.
Well,
she weighed as much as three chicks.
Still counts as two.
So, I will tell you, I've had a few of them, and the most recent.
Oh.
I'm not gonna give any time frame or not, but it was very enjoyable, and like really good.
Oh.
And then the one that I had years and years and years ago. Well, I've had more than two, but I'm just saying, like, I've had good experiences and I've had bad experiences. That would probably be the way to say it.
Ah.
But the good ones, whew, good as hell.
Ooh.
I mean, Brandon, Brandon, did you enter both?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and which one did you finally? Which one did you get your party with?
Well, it took some grabbing my nuts and just cranking down on them that really did it.
And what now?
Just pulling on my nuts and stuff just really helped.
Hold on, buddy. So you can't necessarily denote which one of the two you partied with. You're just saying the whole big fucking shooting match with being your nuts being pulled and everything like that got you to the party, but you don't want to quite give any other details.
No, because they were both doing it at the same time with both hands.
Jesus,
they pulling on your sack.
So pulling on my balls, pulling on my member, pulling on everything.
Jesus, big
it's
as
like
your
a
sack.
Fucking milk processing plant.
I'm texting.
With Lupe in the fucking.
Now, how about Lupe getting involved? Now, see, we thought, Brandon, you, not that you're bisexual per se, but, things happen.
Brandon said, bring it on.
And you were like, man, I'm all about sex in any way, shape, or form. And, like, if Brandon, if we get into a sword fight or something like that, who cares? Like, I'm never going to be able to live this type of rock star life. So if a guy wants to, if his pole happened to go across my grape, who cares?
Yeah.
That's the way we kind of thought it may go down. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being that Lupe didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, he was taping it and he was directing it.
I know, but like next year, could you see Lupe getting involved?
Well, I told him whenever he wants to jump right in.
Yeah, I think Lupe is like, hey, this is Brandon's deal. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you texting, Bubba? You said you were texting someone, but you didn't say who.
I got a little text going on here.
Oh, okay.
So, Brandon, did you invite Lupe to the party?
Yes. I said, you want to join in?
I can see where Hallie may not want to join in, but Lupe, I think you were kind of yearning for Lupe to join in, were you not?
Sure, anything's good for
and
me.
It makes it hotter. It puts it like a black on a, a black on a quad deal.
On the quad. Mm-hmm.
Black on a quad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've watched a lot of porn in my life, and I don't think I've seen black on quad yet.
You never been to blackonquads.com?
No. But you gotta if you gotta hack for that account.
Yeah, I'll give you my password.
What's the problem?
Bubba, did you try those the ramps that you use for the golf cart? Did you try to put the wheelchair in the back? Because that'll work for the wheelchair too.
Yeah, it's real steep though.
It's real steep. Yeah, that would be. You know what? That might be a stunt for Lummy to see if he can drive the wheelchair up the fucking. You'd have to put a helmet on Lummy for fear of like it. I think it might go straight back. I don't even know that wheelchair blitz wouldn't just flip.
Right, it's really steep.
No, you gotta go. You gotta go backwards.
Oh, look at him! He's got it. Fucking,
yeah, that makes sense.
Because I've done it a few times.
Or you've loaded yourself on the back of a pickup truck?
Well, before we had a ramp. Before we had a lift or a ramp, we had to use those kind of ramps and put it in the back of the truck.
Hmm. Were you riding around like the Pope back there?
Yeah, and see, in 1993, the our streets flooded, so they just load me up in the back of the truck and we'd go foot drive around in the floodwater.
What were you, nine?
Yeah, like
9 years old at that time?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's good parenting. Put your 9-year old in the back of the pickup truck.
To go look at floodwaters.
Tornadoes going around. Yeah.
Fuck it. All right, Brandon, the quad. Well, listen, buddy, we got to go, but we're going to try to make your situation even hotter. I'm saying we try to just get a regular Lupe lock-in for next year, because it sounds like you're yearning for a little Lupe, you know?
Well, he is a good-looking man.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Yes.
I mean, if his penis happened to be in your mouth, whoa. I'm just saying.
God damn.
Look, things happen, Jesus. Dude. You know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. Sex is sex, ain't it? When it comes down to all to
hands
it.
Hands are hands.
Mouths are mouths. Hands are hands. Buttholes are buttholes.
And wieners are wieners.
And I would like to say that whatever happens there stays there, but it's on video, so. Whatever happens on video goes out on the internet.
Whatever happens in this hotel room is going on Bubba's fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Kiddo.
That's fine with me.
All right, my man. Hey, we love you, kid.
I love you, too.
And
thanks,
bye.
Brandon.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Tell your hot mom that I said hi.
Yep, I will. Thank you, guys. Love you, too. Bye.
I think today's been good.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little blowback on yesterday's podcast that some people didn't like yesterday's podcast.
What?
What are they talking about?
Like, I was looking at just some various, you know, chat and things and Facebook messengers, and they're like, I was a little disappointed in yesterday's podcast. And I forget what we had talked about.
Was it the God stuff?
I think it was. Yes.
Oh, that's right, because you talked about your conversations.
Get over it.
That's a God deal. Yeah. You should know that we're agnostic with an
atheist
kicker.
Right.
Hey, everybody, be good. Appreciate everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Twitch.
Go to our YouTube, our Facebook, our podcast, wherever you want to go. Appreciate you. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, at The Bubba Army.
Zell coming soon.
And Zell coming soon. So we can squeeze you out another way like a boa constrictor that we are. The financial boa constrictor that we are.
Yeah.
Take care.